This is CliffCentral.com.
Alrighty, yes. Yes, it is a Monday morning. Things to do, people to see, places to go. Are you having a happy day so far?
Yes, Gareth.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Ben, look at how he jumped in with that.
He's actually smiling.
That's very, very nice.
It's quite a stretch for Ben to have a good day.
Shut up, Sia.
Oh, and the bad day, the good day is ruined.
I love these guys. They're the Traveling Wilburys.
Ooh, I love
we needed to play that because it's George Harrison, ex of the Beatles, right?
Yeah.
Bob Dylan. He's no slouch in the songwriting department.
Mm. Roy Orbison.
Jeff Lynne from Electric Light Orchestra. Roy Orbison.
I used to have such a crush on Roy Orbison.
And Tom Petty.
Mm.
Roy Orbison, he had a crush on you apparently, he told me.
Ooh.
But he couldn't see anything. So.
He's so weird.
Anyway, what a collection of talented people. And they only did a couple of songs together, but they were great.
When did they get together?
Sure. Probably 1988.
Because you mentioned the band name. I was like, who the heck are they?
Everybody knows them individually, like a lot of them. Tom Petty. I mean, what a guy, you know? So there we go. Something interesting for your Monday. All right. Things to do, as I said. Where do we start?
Would you like to know a story about a 74-year-old woman in a wheelchair who was bussed with heroin hidden in her handbag?
Oh, yes.
At O.R. Tambo?
Again.
Oh, this is a local story, Nochal.
Tell me more.
Yes. SARS.
Ben says again.
SARS customs officers intercepted this 74-year-old woman in the wheelchair carrying almost half a mil worth of heroin. At O.R. Tambo. It was... I like this part. The heroin stash was neatly concealed in false compartments in her handbag.
Yes.
She was destined for a Central European country at the time of the interception. Upon physical inspection of her hand luggage, a powdery substance was discovered. A drug test was administered and the contents tested positive for heroin.
Which begs the question, how many of these old Dorises are going through with just kilograms of hard narcotics on a daily basis?
It's the perfect cover-up. Well, not anymore.
I always listen. I've said for the longest time the best way to do cash in transit is to let old grannies and unos do it. But I didn't think about drugs, you see, and I was missing a trick because if that's the first place you try this, who's going to search an old woman in a wheelchair?
Exactly.
You're going to go, oh shame, old dear, can I help you? And you see them, they get preferential treatment on the plane, they get helped into their seat, all that kind of thing. You don't suspect that she's carrying hard drugs. Huh?
Mm-hmm. No. My mum's 67 in a wheelchair, and I'm starting to see a real future for her.
I'm starting to see, like, you don't have any financial problems in your future. I'm using my crystal ball, and the way I see it, if you just do things right, in inverted commas, you won't have to worry.
Yeah, exactly.
One or two good shipments with your mum, your old mum, and suddenly you guys will be sorted.
And also at that age, there's not much to gamble on. It's like, you know what? If it works, great.
If I go to
it doesn't
prison,
work, okay. I have six years in prison before maybe I die.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
speaking of dying, oh my word.
Oh, God.
Leanne.
Really? We're getting depressing?
No, it's exhilarating. It's... Kim Jong-un.
Oh, I love this guy. All right, so I just want to point out...
the man with the golden un.
There are a bunch of people who think that Theresa May is bad and that... by the way, Theresa May goes back to being a private citizen today.
Yes,
exciting,
that's right.
Exciting for her. She doesn't have to have the press on her tail all the time. She doesn't have to do that stupid dancing that she was so bad at. I know Ben's sad to lose her.
Yeah, though, she was great.
She was entertaining to Ben. I just want to point out quickly, before we get into the story... Yeah, a lot of people in the press, in the mainstream media, whether it's on TV or in newspapers or wherever it might be, that are looking for a villain. They've tried to make Donald Trump seem like a villain, but he's really not. At best, he's incompetent as a villain. But he's not evil. Now, if you want an evil guy, I give you Exhibit A, Kim Jong-un. What did he just do, Leanne? Tell us, please.
Nothing big. I mean, he just threw a general into a piranha-filled fish tank.
No.
Now, that is straight out of James Bond.
Yeah. Completely. This guy watches movies and then goes, I want to do that.
What? Yeah. I think that is so great.
Yeah.
A whole other level of evil and twisted.
Apparently, he's actually built this tank specifically as this new method of execution, which clearly he picked up from Bond. But yeah, this aide was said to have been murdered for reportedly planning a coup. So first, his arms and his torso were slashed open with knives. That's him. And then he was thrown into this tank of piranhas. It hasn't been confirmed if he died from his injuries or if he was eaten alive.
Jesus!
Yeah, no one knows. These piranhas are straight from Brazil. He ordered them from Brazil.
Awesome.
Hundreds of them.
Wow.
It was the 1960s.
How do you ship piranhas from Brazil?
Well, one at a time. You order them one at a time, and you get them on.
I've got little
Alibaba or on
ByteGuard.
I'm sure Amazon will send them to you. Listen,
just something.
I love the fact that this Kim Jong Un takes no shit. You're looking for someone bad. Everybody's going, well, you know, this guy is Hitler, and that woman's Hitler, and all these people are just bad, 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 because we can't find anyone in modern politics who's actually bad. Well, Kim Jong Un just stepped up to the plate, and man, is he delivering. If you're looking for a bad guy, you have him. Here he is. He's trying to prove he's the baddest MF in town by bringing in a tank filled with piranhas and throwing generals into it. But first he cuts them up so that they bleed.
Slices
produce.
Them, yeah. Just to, you know, really entice the piranhas.
Well, to start the process, yeah. Because the piranhas aren't necessarily just going to attack.
Ben, you're the Bond buff. Mm. Well, which movie do you remember it being in of the James Bond movies?
Piranhas.
Yeah, this piranha execution method.
I think it was the Roger Moore era.
It was 1977.
Yeah.
And it was from The Spy Who Loved Me.
That's the one.
The villain Carl Stromberg, who killed his enemies dropping them into an aquarium filled with sharks.
He's so twisted.
He's a stupid bastard.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, any other potential rebels are going to be scared off, right?
Sure. That's the point of doing something like this. It's theater.
Yeah, I mean, why can't we have piranhas in Parliament?
Oh, I'd love
that. We got parasites in Parliament. Why can't we have a piranha tax?
Push that person.
That will really up the ante as far as, so what was that? Did you take money? Yes, no. Okay, well, the piranhas will tell you if you did.
I'll tell you what, someone posted a picture of the new minister of, she's the new deputy minister of social services.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like
a frightening monster.
She looks like a monster. A monster!
I think she looks like a school kid.
What schools are you looking at, girl?
What, the School of Monsters?
Wait, what's her name?
Oh, I don't know.
Let's do her justice.
See if you can find another picture. Yeah, maybe this is just a bad picture, but holy
She's
shit.
A deputy minister of?
Social services. So that's even worse because she's...
got like pigtail plaits.
Oh, it's not the plaits that are the problem. She's got a face as wide as a football field.
She's just close up to the camera, man.
Way more teeth in her mouth than anyone should have.
Oh.
She does. She. You can't find a good picture, can you? Huh?
Is her name Henrietta Bogopane Zulu?
Oh, right.
I've met her before.
Henriette?
Yeah,
Henrietta.
I emceed her. She's blind. I emceed a...
Wait, are you being free?
Oh, you're being serious.
I emceed an event, and she
so
was
she
the...
she can't see herself in this picture.
She was the...
By the way, I don't feel any better about things, or worse, because she's blind.
I was just going to ask.
Okay, there are better pictures of her.
Jesus.
The better pictures.
She's still not a pretty picture. She's a monster.
She loves leopard print, that's for sure.
She doesn't know. According to Ben, she's blind.
Whoever dresses her loves leopard print.
Same way Stevie Wonder has like 11 teen children.
Mm-hmm. Bogopane Zulu.
They know these things. Okay, not too bad, our bandla. And she was a lovely lady when you met her, Ben.
Yeah, she seemed pleasant enough, but she was like an hour late, so lost respect for me straight away.
Well, she couldn't find it, Ben.
I was going
she's
to say something like that,
car.
And I didn't want to. You're
going to do all the blind jokes in one morning?
She wasn't driving her own car.
All right, there we go. So there's something interesting to look at.
She seems very committed to her post. And she mentioned how she appreciates how Jacob Zuma gave her a chance to make a difference in the community. That was one of the things I took out of her hour-long speech.
Okay. Well, here's something else that sounds like a surreal plot line for a movie. Well, in this case, actually, it's even a plot line for a new podcast. This new podcast is called The Shrink Next Door.
Oh, yeah?
Is that the Obama podcast?
No.
Is that what Barack calls Michelle?
No, it isn't. So this new podcast series is based on the life and twisted career of a psychiatrist who manipulated his clients.
So all of them, basically.
And some of them are like powerful celebrities.
Oh, I love this. Because this is the ultimate betrayal, right? I mean, you pour out your heart and soul to a psychiatrist. These people know everything about you. You say to them,
everything.
I once had sex with this girl. She screwed my head up. I've never been the same since. And the psychiatrist knows her name. Mm. He knows everything about you. He's putting you on medication. He knows what your weaknesses are, your strengths. This guy could probably do a number on you. You wouldn't see him.
And
you wouldn't even see him coming.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So he's let the cat out of the bag?
Well, now through investigations and a few of his clients actually telling
his clients?
Their stories of what happened. The likes of Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, she's a basket case. She must be, there must be such great stories at Gwyneth Paltrow. Oh my God. Doesn't she sell Benoit balls or something on the internet now?
She's always flushing her vagina with like, cucumber juice, or
rocks from the moon.
Yes.
Also, Courtney Love.
Oh, there's a
She has a troubled past.
What a nutcase, Courtney Love.
But she's beyond help. Why is she even trying?
So the psychiatrist's name is Dr. Isaac Hirschkopf.
Oh,
and he's based in Manhattan.
Oh yes,
and has years of experience in the game, but dealing with clients at their most vulnerable. You know, when you go for therapy, you really, in some cases, are at your most vulnerable. And because he deals with these, like, multimillionaires, he starts manipulating them. In some cases, to even start foundations and charities, he'd say to his clients, you know what, this is what you need to be able to heal properly. You need to devote your time to helping others, start a foundation, put some money into that, and you know what? I'll actually help you run it. So he's taking money galore from people. Back in 1985, he worked with an unnamed client and was able to get $2.5 million into a Swiss bank account.
What he does is he puts himself into their wills, right?
Mm-hmm.
He cons them into putting him as the beneficiary of their wills.
Yep. With one of his clients, he had the client write a letter to their sister saying, never call me again, and took all of the family photos of this client and says, your sister's evil, you don't need to associate yourself with her, and cut your sister out of all of the family photos so that this client was left on his own and could only rely on Dr. Isaac.
I wonder what he got out of Gwyneth Paltrow.
Probably money. At this case, it looks like his objective has always been money. Another client of his that he's been dealing with has spent over $3 million alone just on these sessions.
But just hang on a second. So he hasn't necessarily leaked information about his clients, but he's getting into their wills and conning them out of money.
Mm.
Well, you know, in that case, I think that proves he's a really great psychiatrist.
By conning them out of their money?
Yeah, if he can get into your head and convince you that you need to give him your money. That's tremendous power of influence. I know it's completely unethical.
What word did you use to describe him? Good psycho. He's powerful.
As a powerful manipulator.
Yeah.
But, wow, I mean, this proves he can really get into people's heads.
Jeez.
He would tell his clients, let's meet at the Four Seasons.
Yes.
Let's actually fly out to Las Vegas.
First class.
Let's watch a show and then we'll have our session.
Yes.
This dude is sick and twisted. I don't know if we use the word alleged right now because no one has really gone as far as going to court to get some sort of order against him. But let's see. I'm willing to listen to more of this series. It's called The Shrink Next Door.
Hmm. I've got a much better story. This, in fact, may be the best story of the whole year.
Oh.
If it happens.
Is it breaking news? Is it?
Well, Justin Bieber has challenged Tom Cruise to a cage fight.
Really?
He said,
who would want to watch that?
I'd watch that. Are you kidding? I'd love Tom Cruise to just clock Justin Bieber. Knock him the fuck out.
Sorry. I can't play that music for you.
Oh.
Would have been a cool song.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Siri.
Clock the Fuck Out by yeah. Justin Bieber.
That's exactly what I was looking for. I wanna, here's what he said. He tweeted, I wanna challenge Tom Cruise to a fight in the octagon. Tom, if you don't take this fight, you're, not you're,
oh, God.
Scared and will never live it down.
What is he? Is this a publicity thing? Or?
Yeah, that's drugs, Leanne. That's drugs right there.
I think crazy Justin Bieber's back then, if that's the case.
So the 5'9" crooner. Oh, wait. They're both short. It doesn't help to call Justin short. Asked UFC honcho Dana White if it was possible to put on the bout. It wasn't clear what prompted the pop idol to throw down the gauntlet to Cruz. Many people on Twitter agreed Bieber was cruising for a bruising, trying to take on the 56-year-old Tom Cruise. Not only is he an unbeatable machine of strength and speed, he's also insane and completely undeterred by the fear of death. Good luck, Justin, tweeted someone else. Do you think Tom Cruise could probably beat Justin Bieber?
I mean, I think how many Mission Impossibles
yeah,
have
anyone
you
could probably,
do you need
if,
to
if
watch?
You allow him, but he's got to be allowed to hurt him, right? And I'm worried Tom Cruise wouldn't want to hurt him because he's a kid and because
but he's
he would
not,
look
he's
very
like
brutal.
20,
he's a married man.
Bieber, 25?
Yeah, but he, you know what I mean. He looks like he's a feeble little kid.
Either way, I think humanity loses here.
In what way?
Well, you've got two short men fighting each other for no reason other than just
he's just a little. I think he's just being a little short.
I mean, Tom Cruise does his own stunts.
Yeah, that's it, you know. And
he's in pretty good shape.
He's an action star.
He's also
actually
got that crazy Scientology shit going on. He's an operating thetan, whatever that's worth.
How would that help in the
I don't know. You never know. Maybe it's magic powers.
Choo, 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 choo.
Superpowers. You know? Maybe Lord Xenu or whatever his name is given Tom Cruise some powers. That's how he stayed alive and young looking for so long.
What possesses Justin Bieber to tweet something like this?
Who would you support in a fight?
Tom Cruise, obviously.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
Tom Cruise.
Really? So this could backfire horribly on Bieber.
Well, look, everything he's done the last 2 years has backfired horribly. I don't think anyone's keeping score anymore.
Well, Conor McGregor hopped in and said they'll host the fight. He said if Tom Cruise is man enough to accept the challenge, McGregor Sports and Entertainment will host a bout. He said, does Cruise have the sprouts to fight like he does in the movie? Stay tuned to find out. So Cruise has not responded, obviously. He's like, please.
Yeah, they say be mad if he's man enough to respond. What if he's man enough not to?
Yeah, what if he's like, this is a waste of my time?
Yeah, yeah. Responding to a drunk tweet from Bieber, that's not being man enough. Like, he's got real shit to do. I think washing his amazing hair would stack up ahead of this. Oh. If I was Tom Cruise, I'd sooner wash my hair than fight this piece of shit.
Well, Justin Bieber needs to wash his hair, if you've seen what he's looking like lately. Wow, he's tassy. Looking horrible. Oh. Anyway, I'm kind of rocked by the fact that the psychiatrist is conning people out of their money.
I love it.
If only you could get Justin Bieber to come through to his offices, he could maybe iron out a couple of his mental problems and get some of his money. Mm-hmm. Anyway, hey, it's Father's Day this coming Sunday.
Yeah.
So that means even more excuses for some pampering. Skin Sense Day Spa in Rivonia, Johannesburg hosts a comprehensive range of expert beauty treatments for men and women. I told you I was going for a massage last week.
You went for a hot stone, didn't you?
Oh, the hot stones. So good.
Oh, this time of year is particularly good.
Oh, it's so nice. I'll tell you what, I don't like getting into my underwear and lying there on those beds, but they warm up the room. They make it really nice. So if you feel like treating your dad, it's not just moms who deserve to be pampered. A Father's Day package deal of an aromatherapy massage, male pedi, and a foot peel, because your dad's feet probably don't look so good. Dads usually are not well known for looking after their feet. You can get a kahuna massage, a mani or a pedi, classic facial with eye treatment, with lunch included.
Ooh, nice.
How do you like that? Check out the June specials from Skin Sense Day Spa. Go to cliffcentral.com now or go to skinsense.co.za. Leanne had to explain to me what all these massages are.
Yes.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Nice. Kahuna, you get the one with the oil that goes over the third eye.
Yeah, oh, I'm good. Still, I'm not entirely sure I still understand which one is which, but we'll leave it at that. All right, lots of other good stuff. What else do you have to tell us, Leanne?
Well, there is, apparently it existed before. I didn't know about it. I guess I'm not the target market. A sex island.
Oh, haven't you already told us about this?
No, that was about, that was about the Grands in Ghana.
Is a sex island in the Caribbean?
Yeah, we've heard about this sex island.
It's a secret location. It used to be in a specific resort where everyone knew where it was, but now it's back and it's a secret location. So it's an island where men get unlimited romps with 100 escorts.
That sounds good.
They've got a new promotional video. You can basically, as a guy, book a place for £4,600.
Mm-hmm.
And the organizers claim guests will be allocated two beautiful women each day for the 4-night trip.
Is that enough?
Oh, and in this video, these women are wearing absolutely hardly anything, just a little string at the bottom and a tiny t-shirt.
Well, they're dressed for romps, aren't
horse
they?
Horse riding and doing all these activities.
That's very nice. So how do you get in? How do you get in here? How does it work? Do you pay up front?
Probably.
I can't imagine this.
It's somewhere in the Nevada desert, so you've got to be prepared to travel.
Oh, okay.
But you can do quad biking with them.
Yeah,
that sounds like fun.
You can have an orgy in the swimming pool.
That's always nice, yes.
So yes. This island is just off the coast of Venezuela, actually.
How fantastic.
But the raunchy party, the launchy party,
yes,
will take place in Nevada. That's because it's the only U.S. state to allow some legal prostitution.
Huh. Yeah, they're very into romps on Nevada.
Well, you know, like prostitutes also need to earn money. Wouldn't you rather, if you're a prostitute, go to a resort where you could get guaranteed business?
Well, exactly. It's about like getting travel, tourism, all that kind of stuff.
I mean, you don't work the streets. That's hard work.
And if you think it's just for
dangerous.
The men... It's not. So.
Oh, it's for women as well. Good.
There are 13 British men who've already booked their tickets for next month's event.
The British guys are always going to be the first guys on that.
Yeah. And it includes a swinger from London who's bringing his lovely wife.
Oh, how nice.
Yes.
What a romantic getaway.
They'll be doing the sexual helicopter tour.
Oh, that's good.
And it also covers this price, unlimited booze. Oh, God.
Oh, wow. Well, that sounds absolutely ideal.
It's an alcohol and marijuana-friendly environment.
Huh.
So you're in for what, £4,500?
Yeah.
Plus flights.
That's right. Okay, it's pricey if you put it in rands.
Yeah, I don't think we're the target market. But still, I mean, it's... Just think, if you don't... Like in England, you can get jobs, right, where you're doing very sort of boring kind of things, making decent money in like finance or IT or whatever. This sounds brilliant.
All right, a few messages that we've got here from questions that have arisen during the last little while. First of all, Michelle, who says, by the way, it's very easy to ship a shark or piranha. All you have to do is make sure that there's oxygen. As long as the dorsal fin is covered with water, you're good to go.
And it can just be tap water?
Yeah, because Kim Jong-un obviously had to import a bunch of piranhas to feed his general to.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you cover the dorsal fin, you're good to go. And they just need more oxygen than water.
Ooh.
So how's that? Interesting stuff. Mr. Schmangles. Yeah, Mr. Schmangles saying they should search all those smug old people in their wheelchairs at the airport. Why do they get a special entrance anyway?
Exactly.
And then more from Mr. Schmangles. He says, I think Tom Cruise will screw Bieber up and teabag him when he's unconscious.
No.
Says any 12-year-old would be able to beat Justin Bieber. I'm obviously paraphrasing because Mr. Schmangel's using a lot of expletives and you know, foul language. So we'll keep that out of there for now. Have we got Law? Oh, this is so good. Law Maisel, everybody. Hey, Law.
Hey, G.
How are you, Law?
I'm good. I'm fantastic. How are you?
Fantastic. Law, happy birthday for the other day.
Oh, bless your soul. Thank you, G. Another year older, another year wiser. What can a girl say?
I know, and I saw your episode of Come Dine With Me where you were fantastic.
Hey, was I?
Mm-hmm. You were the best.
I came stone lost. It wasn't a good thing.
Yeah, well, you were up against shit people, I've got to admit. But you did very well.
Yeah, I agree.
And I liked your... You
I
showed...
was up against shit people and I did very well.
Yeah, well,
with
you
my
did...
apples that did it.
You know what it was? You were the most natural. All those other people were fake. And I loved that you showed around, you showed people around your house and you tried to make them a nice dinner. And it's not your fault that the others didn't have a sense of humor.
Because I can't remember people's names like I've marked down. I mean, what is that?
Yeah, but you know what it also is? I mean, do you want to mix with people like that? Do you stay friendly with any of the people who you were on the show with?
I actually have stayed friendly with the guy that won, but the others I haven't.
All right. So, Lorraine Maisel, the reason I wanted to talk to you this morning is Sia said he caught up with you the other day, and he said that you have a love story that has unfolded in your life. You had a boyfriend years ago, right? And let's just get people into the vibe here. It's a Monday morning. We all like a little bit of love. And you fell in love with this dude, and then you two went your separate ways. And you found out that he was... You found out that he was in a hospital and he couldn't move, and you saw your opportunity.
Any opportunity, I've been there. Yeah, dear, it was something like that. He was my first boyfriend ever when I was 16. He was the love of my life. He literally was the love of my life. We met in Cape Town, we came back to Joburg, we went out for about a year, I think. I can't even remember.
Mm-hmm.
He broke my heart. I remember crying and crying. In those days, we didn't have cell phones. I remember running off to a hotel in Hillbrow and phoning him and begging him to come back.
Oh.
And crying on the landline because I sat there with a ticky box putting money into the phone.
Oh, my God.
And then we went, I said, well, I used to stalk him. I used to sit outside his house for a couple of years afterwards, I must be honest with you.
Oh, he must have been thrilled to see you again.
Something like that. And then he went, he got married 4 times, divorced. Lived his life, had a beautiful daughter, and I've chatted like over the years, like the past 5 or 6 years, we've chatted like on and off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But we're on Facebook with each other, and I see what he does and what I did. And then I was in Cape Town a month ago, 5 weeks ago,
yeah.
And he put up a post to say that he was in hospital with kidney problems.
Yeah.
And I SMS'd him and I said, I'll come visit you. And he said, oh, that would be fabulous. You know, very formal.
He's obviously very
and
lonely.
On the day, eh?
Nothing.
What did you say?
I said,
what did you
he's
say?
Obviously very lonely.
Oh, of course I am. I've got so many people in my life.
Not you, him. I said he's very lonely.
I think he was a bit lonely. He's got a beautiful family, though, that supports him and is amazing. He was a bit lonely, I think.
Yeah.
We all go through that in our lives.
Well, also, you know, when you've been married 4 times, that you've got a lot of enemies in the world, and when you're in hospital, those people don't necessarily wish the best for you.
No, I don't think any of his 4 wives came to visit. Bless his soul.
No, of course not.
So yeah, then we came, and then that was it. And then that was on the Wednesday. On the Thursday, he nearly died. Literally,
he died.
His kidney failed. He nearly died.
Oh Jesus.
Oh, no, he was. Okay. They had to resuscitate him. I didn't know the family from a bar, so I was seen as a stranger. And I went to visit him on the Thursday night, and literally, they were signing documents that they weren't going to resuscitate him. It was a really, and at that moment when I started to cry, which I don't cry very often, I literally realized how much I'd loved this man for 40 years.
Oh my God, Lord!
40 years ago.
So and, what did you do?
Yeah, I just. I cried, gee.
And did he know you were there? And did he, I mean, because he must have been...
I don't think he knew. No, he was completely out of it. He didn't know I was there.
Oh.
I mean, I don't think he even knew I was there for the first like, couple of days after that. And they resuscitated him. And I just, every morning and every afternoon, I go to the hospital and I visit him. And I take care of him. And
so he's okay now? Is he all right? Yeah.
He is getting there. He's still got to learn how to walk again because he's been in bed for 6 weeks. So it's a whole process. It's unconditional love. It's pure unconditional love.
That's beautiful, Law. So you've, who knew, huh? Is he still good looking or is he past? I mean, he's past his prime if he's lying in a hospital. He's got no kidneys that work.
Yeah. He's good looking. He's very good looking. He's hot and sexy, but he's lost a lot of weight in hospital. He was a chunky man.
Mm-hmm.
But that's so unimportant. He's got flabby skin. I'm going to have plastic. I'm going to have plastic surgery and take him to the gym.
But you're planning a life. You're planning a life together now.
I think so. I think so. He's ready.
This is beautiful.
I think we are.
Okay, and you think you could have sex with him, or is he too fragile?
I got to give him a couple of weeks. Sex was great with him when I was young.
Law, I couldn't be happier for you. You found the love of your life again. You two are together. It's almost beshit.
I know. It was beshit. That's exactly what somebody else said to me the other day. It's beshit that we meet. And he's a good Jewish boy.
Oh, my God. This couldn't be better, Law. I'm so happy for you.
And he's circumcised.
This is marvelous. What great news. I think everybody's thrilled. Now, let's give Law a round of applause. Law, I'm so happy for you. And just in time for your birthday. And I mean, what a great story. Mm. Now, who doesn't love a great romance story like this?
Mm. I was thinking about doing a movie. So Mark's going to be Brad Pitt, and I'm going to be Angelina. And we're going to do a love story, a rom-com.
Because you two look just like Brad Pitt and Angelina, right? All right. I've got a song. I got a song for you. Listen to this. Here's Law's song.
Your boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble. Hey, la, de, la, my boyfriend is back. Sing him coming, better cut out on the dub. Hey, la, de, la,
your boyfriend's back. Back. You've been spreading lies that I was untrue. Who knew, Law? Out of all the men you've been with in between, you ended up with your 16-year-old boyfriend again, huh?
Oh, and I love him so much, G. I can't tell you.
What a happy story. I'm so happy. I really am thrilled and delighted for both of you. I hope it continues to improve. And for God's sake, if he needs a kidney, make sure that yours is compatible, because you'll have to donate.
Okay, no. I actually said to him, I'll do anything else but donate my kidney. So his daughter or his family are going to do that. Okay, I'll look after him and nurse him, but I'm not kidding.
Well, you know, we can always get one on the black market. Don't worry.
Yeah, there we go. We can always put an ad out, and I'm sure we can find a way.
Well, just drug someone and take it while they're sleeping.
Yeah.
All right, we love you, Law.
We love you. I love you too. Right. Thank you to the team. To everybody, I send my love and kisses at Cook Central, my favorite place, my family.
Yeah.
And I'm going to come visit you soon with
your boyfriend. You're going to wheel him up the stairs.
I'm putting on my back, baby. You're not going to run up those stairs.
All right, Law. Love you lots. There we
Take
go.
Take care. There's, love you lots.
Thank you. There's Bye. Lorraine Maisel. Great, huh? That guy is just getting over his kidney, and then he wakes up and suddenly he's involved in a relationship with Lorraine Maisel.
Who knew?
I think it's so sweet.
It's beautiful.
It's.
I'm genuinely very excited for them.
Your first ever boyfriend getting back to
them. Yeah. Beautiful story. All right. Some other stuff we need to get to this morning. Apparently duct tape is something you've got to have. You know I've got a survival kit in my car, right?
Oh, yeah?
I've got a bag with everything in it.
I guess it's got so many different uses.
Yeah, it does.
Duct tape is a part of it, yeah.
And also, please, I've seen people typing duct tape, like quack,
no,
quack.
No, it's D-U-C-T, as in an air duct or a ventilation duct tape.
Yes, so there are many sticky situations that you can find yourself in the bush, for instance, when you're hiking. And duct tape can help you out in certain situations.
Yeah, you could also you can make a criminal subside and behave themselves if you tie them up with duct tape.
Or someone in your group who's gone rogue and
Someone you want to abduct.
Or someone who doesn't want to be abducted, but you'll abduct them anyway.
Like Law's boyfriend.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you do get people who act up in these survival emergencies, so you can obviously duct tape their hands or put them around a tree.
Yeah, sure. Put them around a tree. That's what I like to do.
Yeah.
And then you just leave them.
Then you just leave them.
Yeah.
And you go on your merry way.
And one day they find the skeleton and duct tape around the tree.
Or if you yourself get lost or you want to find your way back to somewhere.
You leave a trail of duct tape?
Yes.
Oh, you're Hansel and Gretel.
Blaze a trail and hang, because it's reflective, you know?
Ah!
How do you know all of these things?
And then you hang them over tree branches.
Leanne knows everything. You'll learn this, Sia.
You can also make pouches or bags out of duct tape.
Yes.
And if you're very dexterous and creative, they can even hold water, these bags, because yes, duct tape is really waterproof.
Yes.
I use it as a lint roller.
That's a good
one. Well, that's a good thing. You can use it as a lint roller.
There's that too.
For ticks.
Okay. Not
so what happens is, all right, this is the truth. An expectant mama tick may lay an egg mass with as many as 4,000 eggs in one spot.
Oh, my God.
When these hatch in warmer weather, this pocket of tick larvae can be a landmine for outdoor adventurers. As soon as you step in the wrong spot, the assault begins. You may have dozens or even hundreds of baby ticks climbing up your foot and leg.
Oh, this is disgusting. Hang on. A tick nest.
I'm itching. Mm.
So what do? Just peel off a strip of duct tape and use it like you were getting rid of fluff. And it helps remove all of these little ticks.
Oh, my God. If you want to be sick, if you want to feel sick, go
don't Google it.
Google tick nest. Sweet Lord God, you have never seen such revolting things in your life. It looks like tick caviar.
Don't turn the screen. I don't want to see that.
No, that's not so bad.
It's horrible.
I'm so itchy.
Imagine being infested with
washed gooseberry.
Imagine a tick nest.
Okay. Other things you can do. You can fletch an arrow. I didn't know what that was.
Fletch an arrow?
So it's a bow isn't too tricky to make. I mean, it's a string on a flexible stick. It's the arrows that are the hard part.
Yeah, fletching is the feather at the end. They don't just put that on for decoration. That makes it fly straight.
So in absence of feathers, duct tape can make a quick and effective arrow fletching. So you press the pieces of duct tape on each side at the knock end of your arrow, and then trim them to the desired shape. Out of an entire roll of duct tape, so don't tear it off, keep it one solid piece. If you twist it into like a rope or a string, that can carry 40 pounds, which is like 80 kilograms.
Jesus.
So you can use it for like as a rope in emergency situations or to haul people up the side of the mountain.
That stuff is really amazing.
Yeah. Hugely.
How much do you have on you right now?
Can I
buy your entire supply?
Seven rolls.
Okay, I'll take all of it.
And then a chunk in my boot.
Well, you know what I'm doing now? Getting straight in my car after this and going to buy rolls and rolls of duct tape.
You can also light it up.
You can?
Yes, it stays alight for a long time.
Huh.
It burns for like 1 or 2 minutes.
Okay.
You can use it to start the fire.
This is superb. What a wonderful invention.
Let's just recap the life-saving advice Leanne has given us recently. Yeah. Duct tape, how to unblock a loo.
Yes.
Yes, that's true.
How to dress your gunt.
That's right.
Yes.
Your gunt.
Yes. You missed that, Ben. You should go back and listen to that episode. Could be handy when you're an old man one day and you have a gunt.
She helped us a lot.
That's very.
And I'm always here for relationship advice.
Yes, always. If you want to call us and get free relationship advice from Leanne now, she's only available Mondays, Tuesdays, and Fridays.
Oh, and she's hot property.
Yeah, I'll get it while it's hot.
0797482090. Isn't that exciting? All right, very good. Hey, Rich Mulholland sent me a reality check.
Oh, yeah.
He's getting quite disciplined about this, don't you think? It's impressive, right?
It took all of a couple of months.
Yeah, I had breakfast with him the other day and said to him, look, Rich, I know that you can't get your act together, get in the studio every day. Why don't you send me a clip? He went, oh, I don't mind doing that. Well, he almost sounds like that. I don't mind doing that at all.
You know, Rich is consistently rich. I went out last week, actually, for dinner, and he was at a table in the same restaurant.
He seems to be bumping into you and Ben all the time. Yeah, can't get himself to the studio, though.
Did you also see him last week? Yeah,
at the airport in Devon.
But he was just that loud and, gesturing the entire way through.
Oh, before you start on loud and gesturing, someone tipped me off to what you got up to this weekend, Sangweni.
All right.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. But here's Rich Mulholland with a reality check. You ready? Here it is.
Hey, guys. So a little bit of a mini rant here. I'm just sitting in a restaurant in Rivonia, sitting in Lucas. Great. Great, best salad dressing ever. And there's a guy sitting at the table next to me, and he's got his Apple earpods in his ear with all his friends. He's sitting at the dinner table and he's left his earphones in his ear the whole time because you can't be bothered taking them out. This is un-fucking acceptable. Take your earpods out. I have a friend come up to me the other day and he walked up to me and we were just chatting. And because this one of the design flaws I think of those earpods is because they're so comfortable and easy in, it's like this weird social norm that you don't take them out. And it's you're making the people in front of you uncomfortable. They're looking at you like, wait, are you listening to something? It's if somebody walks up to me and I've got my earbuds in, I can just pull them off and let the cable hang down. And I do that because it lets people know that I'm giving them my attention.
Yeah.
Even if I just press pause, it's not the same thing. So this is like a very weird little, very meta rant about one specific thing.
Yeah.
But I think it's becoming normalized to sit at a dinner table with people keeping your earbuds in. Take them out. Unacceptable. That's it for me. Have a great day, everybody.
Well, I agree with him, don't you?
Absolutely.
Very rude if people are... Also, if you're indoors and you've got your sunglasses on, I find that kind of disrespectful.
They're all barriers, physical barriers.
Unless you've been beaten by your spouse.
Yeah,
well,
in that case,
you're allowed.
Yeah, then you can.
Well, you've got to be sensitive to Gareth with his blanket statements.
You never know.
What if you've had a really big night?
Yeah, okay.
You've got eyes like testicles.
Then you say it. You say to
eyes
someone.
Eyes like testicles.
Dreadful looking things. Lumpy and bloodshot. Then you keep your sunglasses on.
Sure. I said the other day, I was outside the studio here and I said to Ben, no, I said to Jane Malachi. I said to Mum Jane, we must really get Nina Hasty in the studio. And she said, yeah, good idea. Ben went, really, she's, do we need her? Ben says, she's like the white scolopat. Jane almost collapsed. She was laughing so hard.
Ben.
The white scolopat. By the way, we've got to get Scolopat in here again. She's been very active on social media.
Her
we all
Instagram
follow her.
Feed is...
Oh, it's the best.
Wow.
If you don't know who we're talking about, Scolopat is the...
a singer.
She's a singer. Ostensibly, she's a singer.
A singing nurse.
Yeah, she used to be a nurse in the hospital. I think she might still do that. I'm trying to hold down both jobs. She lives in the Free State in Bethlehem?
Yeah, somewhere.
Or Kwakwau, somewhere. Anyway, we'll find out. But Sia, I got some reports about you over the weekend. You know, we got spies all over the place. Because all the homeless people listen to me.
What did you do?
Yeah, and I'm like, what?
I've got a video. Well, someone sent it to me on Instagram of Sia dancing on a table.
Okay.
Loud.
I mean.
And out there in a big way.
I said it was World Gin Day, so I have to celebrate accordingly.
My word.
You know, Leanne, you celebrate your birthday. We celebrate World Gin Day.
Right.
You know what the problem is? Is you can't, these videos don't stay active. Like once it runs out on someone's Instagram, you can't go back to it.
It's an Instagram story.
The beauty of a story.
That's it. But I did see it, and it was Sia. What was the song that was playing?
Look, I don't know. All I know is...
The one with the music.
Yeah.
There was a lot of dancing on tables, and Sia being very boisterous.
All I know is I was with friends on Saturday as we counted down to 12 midday. Because, you know, we are not... unruly and ridiculous people.
So before midday, you don't drink?
Yeah, we're slightly civilized.
Okay, all right,
so we started mixing our first drink just after midday.
Oh, well, that's all right. You have rules.
And that was just the first drink into, early Sunday morning.
Well,
so it was fun.
It didn't take long for you to be on the table.
No, it doesn't take long for me to get onto tables at all.
Dancing, singing at the top of his voice, which of course you know is horrible for everyone else because Sia singing is like... It's like scratching broken glass into a chalkboard.
It's not comfortable.
And I'm teetering on being banned from my Uber now.
Really?
Yeah.
How low is your rating?
It's now on 4.33.
Oh.
I could be banned for a week. And
at what point do you get banned for?
4.2. They ban you for at least a week.
Oof.
And I was talking to my Uber driver on Saturday because he said I nearly didn't pick you up.
Why he gave you such a low rating.
And I was wondering, why? I know what it is specifically as to why I have
a
low rating.
Do you take a long time to get to the car?
Oh, I can imagine. And he wants to make stops.
Exactly. And he's saying goodbye to everybody.
Oh, no. Wait, put on my music.
And he wants to sing.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah,
Can we just stop for McDonald's?
I wouldn't want to be the one who has to drive
home. No, but I always get
driving.
The Uber driver McDonald's as well when I stop.
Oh, that's so nice of you, because he really loves the fact that he has to have his whole car stink of McDonald's because of you.
And that wasted 20 minutes is wasted revenue. But yeah, cool. Thanks for the junior cheeseburger.
So what's your Uber rating at the moment?
4.33.
Ben, what do you got?
Leanne, last time I checked, I was like 4.6 something.
I got 4.68. It's not bad, right?
Guys, what did I do?
4.68 is okay. So
where
do
I find it? 4.75.
You overachiever.
I've dropped down. I'm 4.59.
It's because I'm such a conformist. I'm very compliant.
Yeah,
so
you are.
I will be waiting outside for the Uber.
That's right. Well, Ben, why is yours dropped?
I live in a Bermuda Triangle, so my Uber always gets lost. So obviously they just get so pissed off with that.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Bane of my life. I live in a road that Uber doesn't think exists.
Well.
Oh,
so,
well.
There we go. I can tell that it's probably not your behavior, Ben, because you would be very quiet in the back of an Uber.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're insinuating there.
See, you do look a little guilty.
Good weekend, all in all.
Well, luckily for everybody concerned, we are finished. We're out of time for this morning, so there will be no more ugly revelations about everybody's badly behaved weekend. That's more than enough for you to feast on. Stretch for your Monday, and let's get your day started, shall we?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. All right. We will see you tomorrow.
This is CliffCentral.com.